It was an eventful day at Prague Castle on Wednesday. First, the outgoing Social Democrat Prime Minister Jutta Parobek arrived to hand over his government's resignation to President Klaus. And less than 2 hours later, Civic Democratic Party leader Mirek Topolánek was appointed Prime Minister designate.
Doufám, že příští týden dojde k průlomu v těm jednáním natolik, abychom byli schopni v řádu několika týdnů navrhnout novou vládu.
As the cameras flashed, Mr. Topolánek said he was hoping to present the country with a new government within a matter of weeks. However, political analysts predict that the wrangling which followed the inconclusive general elections is not over by far. Due to the even division of forces between right and left parties in the lower house, Mr. Topolánek still has to reach agreement with the Social Democrats on a minority Civic Democrat cabinet and then ask Parliament for a vote of confidence. Meanwhile, the conditions which the Social Democrats are laying down get tougher by the day. They now want to approve the entire government lineup and have a big say in the government's policy program. So whose government would this be? That of election winner Mirek Topolánek or his opposition rival Jutta Parobek? Political analyst Petr Just.
If the Social Democrats would influence both the program and the composition, we could call the government as the grand government, and not just the minority government of ODS.
We've heard Mr. Topolánek say over and over that he would not accept such a thing. Do you believe that still holds?
Well, on one side, he's right, because he's the prime minister, and it's his privilege. It's privilege of every prime minister to nominate his members of government. However, Mr. Parobek is a very tough player, very hard player, and frankly speaking, he can kind of blackmail Mr. Topolánek, saying that without us, you'll not be able to rule at all. So maybe Mr. Topolánek will be forced to do some changes and maybe to appoint some ministers according to Mr. Parobek's wish.
What are the chances of the Prime Minister designate saying that this is not worth it and choosing early elections over this alternative? We've also heard Prime Minister Parobek, the outgoing Prime Minister, say that he would only support a minority government with a limited mandate of 2 years. So what are the chances of us seeing early elections?
Actually, I think the situation will probably lead to early elections. And the question is when. Mr. Topolánek said that if there should be an early election, then it should be sometimes next year, because it wouldn't be pragmatic to hold early elections just shortly before the Czech EU presidency, which is scheduled to be in 2009. And Mr. Parobek is talking about early elections in 2008. However, it will all depend on the negotiation between ODS and the Social Democrats, if there will be any written agreement and if this written agreement will set some date or some conditions upon the early elections would be called.
If such an agreement is reached, then how viable would such a cabinet be?
It would be a minority government, and any minority government, any minority cabinet has a harder job than the majority government. It's quite clear that Mr. Topolánek will have to step back from some pre-election issues that were typical for ODS, like the flat tax, some other issues. And ODS voters or supporters may see this as kind of complicated and
would they see it as a betrayal?
They could. It will be a Mr. Topolánek's diplomacy to explain to his voters and supporters that there was no other chance to do anything. So it will depend much on his diplomacy, how he'll handle the PR of his government.
Political analyst Petr Just there, and of course Radio Prague will be keeping you informed about developments.